Yo, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Wine Your Mind Happy Hour. You know, this is Mr. UL.
And it's AT over here. How you doing? Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year, my people. This is P Hat. You know, fat with a purpose. You know what I'm saying? P-H-A-T. In the new season. So what's up, Mr. UL?
Yes, this is how we're going to act for the new year. Already planned. It was already planned before the new year.
We were ready to roll.
Definitely. First of all, I want to say thank you all for that moment that I got to be able to express my feelings and emotions for my little brother who just recently passed away. I really want to give you all so much thanks, because the people who were ready to listen and the people who collaborated, and it was an emotional moment for me just even listening to it again on the outside, even though I was the one that was a part of it. It was just real good. So I definitely just want to give you all thanks, because that's going to be there forever. And anybody can always go back there and click it and listen to it again. So, of course, any questions that I don't ever want to answer, I just go tell somebody, you go ahead and click that little link.
Let's go listen to it.
Yeah, just go check out the link. You get all your questions answered.
Be good to go.
Thank you guys so much for listening and for, encouraging us through this moment, encouraging Mr. UL through this moment. We really thank you for being there for us, and thank you for listening.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, how's the new year been so far?
It's been full of wine.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and today is no exception. We have a Caveat Collection Merlot, or Merlot, as classy people call it.
Merlot.
It's a 2016 Trentino, and it is 12.5%.
The only thing that matters about the whole wine, 12.5%.
I think it's pretty good. I'm not big on red. But
what's
I
the
like
name
it.
Of it again?
So, it's the Caveat.
Caveat?
Or Cavit. There we go.
Cavit
Merlot.
Shout out Cavit.
Ooh, sorry. We started drinking it earlier. Cavit Merlot. It's the Cavit Collection.
Yes.
And it is a 2016 Trentino.
Definitely.
Hope you guys get to try it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm enjoying it already.
12.5.
It is cool to drink wine. You know what I mean? I want people to like see me out somewhere like drinking some wine and be like, yo, that's the wine we supposed to be drinking. Yeah. You know, Mr. UL's drinking
it's
that wine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, shout out my distributors. I'm letting y'all know they're going to start coming to me.
Yeah, wine tastings. I love it. So it is 2018. We have finally crossed the threshold. We are entered into the new year. And, you know, everybody always has their crazy resolutions that they're going to do and stuff. I saw some really interesting ones online. Some of them were good. Some of them were kind of out there. One of them was read articles completely, which I thought was
read
a really good
articles
one.
Articles completely.
So, like, you know, don't just read the headlines. Go beyond. Go in the meat. Actually read what it says.
I know, because I know I use that Flipboard, you know, on your
yes.
phone. That flip, what is it?
Flipboard.
Is that what it's called? You know, you just read a bunch of headlines, but never really actually read
that's
articles.
What I do.
I read the articles though too, though. You know, I
that's
I have
what
to.
Everybody actually do anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like
mm-hmm.
on social media, when you get ready to go ahead and put a like, you don't even really read what
no.
it is.
You skimmed it.
See somebody and click.
Mm-hmm.
And basically. Go,
okay, it's nothing said. They seem happy. Like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Otherwise, it's like, oh no, I'm sorry, heart. Mm-hmm.
Well, shout out to that resolution completion. Yes. Completion is the key.
Yes, closing all tabs. Yes.
Giggity.
On your
closing, get it, completion, giggity.
That's a shout out to Quagmire, yeah.
Dirty Minds.
It's a great game.
I know there's people out there with Dirty Minds, giggity,
really,
completion.
Oh, P Hat, I love it.
Complete stuff in the new year.
What you talk about, AT?
Some of the other ones included close all computer tabs like daily, so instead of keeping them up. Get through them, actually finish what you're doing on that page and move on.
All right.
Someone else said they're going to change their status from forever alone to slightly desperate. They're going to change it.
Forever alone to slightly desperate.
That was their change.
Is that the same thing?
I mean, forever is
a long time.
Slightly desperate is a step up from forever.
Yeah. You getting some
you know
hope.
I mean?
There's mm-hmm. some hope in there somewhere.
Yeah, slightly desperate shows hope.
Hope.
Desperate shows a little less hope. Forever alone shows no hope. So slightly desperate.
And in 2018, we about hope.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, slightly desperate, you okay.
Let's
you know.
Follow through. Completion.
Learn
shout
the difference between affect and effect.
Giggity.
Okay.
And somebody said that they wanted to learn how to twerk.
Okay.
But I also saw something. Goop is Gwyneth Paltrow's company, and she has a coffee enema, so those two can't go together at all.
That's nasty. Yo, I saw Cardi B on TV twerking like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And it looked like that's what she was born to do. Like, that was in her soul to just twerk. You know, I'm like, Miley Cyrus, take some notes, because Cardi B was born,
man, that
came to twerk
straight from P Hat. I did not say that.
I'm serious.
But shout out Cardi B. Yes, you.
I mean, if you got that talent,
it seemed like it was in her soul. Like,
what
it
you
was just
were meant to do.
It's a talent. I
can't. That's what you were meant to
do. I probably can't do it like Cardi.
You just enhance what you were meant to do.
You know,
she's keep so it going.
Unabashedly ratchet. That's why I like her, because she's so unabashedly
because
ratchet.
Because it's her.
You know, it's exactly. She be
that
like
is,
true
that is her.
To herself.
Shout out.
And that's crazy
Cardi
to me. I like
B.
It.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. Think it's fake. Motorsport, I think it's real. She's like the best thing on motorsport.
I like her verse.
Yeah.
I like her verse. The dudes suck.
Her line,
rap on that
her
song.
Line.
Her, you know,
her. Hers is
the
killer.
Dudes is
I'm
sucking
not making no judgment calls.
She?
She is pretty dope.
Another reliable source.
What's her name? She just made a freestyle. Not, well, not a freestyle, but a remix with what's his name?
Oh, old dude.
Bruno?
You know,
Bruno Mars.
Bruno Mars. Uh-huh.
Bruno
Mars.
Oh, it's great. It's a great song.
The video now, I love it. You're right. The video
takes you back
it.
To like the 90s and.
But I mean,
know.
It's the whole like in Living Color. Like it
is.
Was the whole
yes.
in Living Color. Like they even
intro.
Like gave tribute. To
yes.
In Living Color.
For the young ones out
that
there,
was
that
dope.
Was the Dave Chappelle show before
yes.
Dave Chappelle did it.
No,
and for the
back,
really young ones, that was right, Dave right. Chappelle was Key and Peele.
Just
really?
Just in case
before,
you didn't know.
Learn
Key
your history.
You know,
read
you know.
Each
it's
article.
So crazy to think Dave Chappelle show old as crap now. Goodness gracious.
Oh, but
so
his
Living
New
Color
Year's
is really
show?
Old. Mm-hmm.
He got paid to sit and tell stories. This is amazing.
$60 million.
It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And it was really funny. I really enjoyed it.
That's what you call becoming good at what you do.
Yes.
Yay, Netflix.
Down with that.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It was so comfortable for him to just sit there and tell jokes. It
yeah.
was great.
It was great. Mm-hmm.
But like we said, and having new resolutions, the Golden Globes did happen. And, okay, I'm just going to come out. Black people were representing here, there, and everywhere. Denzel was nominated. Get Out was nominated. Mary J. was nominated.
Was she?
There's a movie called Mudbound, which looks perfect for the time. Mudbound?
Oh, Mudbound, okay.
And looks perfect for the time. And it's deep. I definitely think you need to be ready to watch it, but it looks
okay.
great.
So
on my
tell
list.
Me this.
But
I,
she was nominated
there was a lot
for
of nominations.
Two.
Who won?
Well, making
any
some,
black folks win?
Making some yeah, headway. Sterling win. K. Brown from This Is Us.
Okay.
One, and I believe he was the first African-American to win in his category, which
oh, wow.
was Best Performance by an Actor in a TV Series Drama.
So it sounds like it was a lot of, like, first...
Issa Rae was nominated, Blackish, Master of None, Aziz Ansari won for Master of None for Best Performance by an Actor in a TV
black.
Series. Well, Anthony Anderson was nominated.
I'm just playing. I know. You play. You did talented people.
But then...
We get
piece.
Nominated. The Indians
we
win.
We won a lot, or we were nominated a lot last mm-hmm. night.
It's always
you
good
know.
To see that. It's always good to see that.
But then the piece de resistance came at the end when, y'all know I love Oprah. Oprah won the Cecile Del B. DeMille.
That's all I heard about.
When everybody told that's all I heard, too.
Oh,
man.
Her speech
Oprah.
Was great. We actually just watched it before.
What'd you think about that speech, you will?
Man, Oprah is great. You know what? If Oprah, you know, with the way the situation is now, Oprah could actually pull it off. And if
well,
they
running
would,
for
running
president?
Yeah, mm-hmm. man.
I know. That's all people have been talking about.
That's probably, I mean, there was a lot of subliminal messages, mm-hmm. you know, in mm-hmm. tie that speech, you know what I mean? But, you know, definitely she was really just, you know, making sure she was speaking about black women.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like I said, there was a lot of subliminal in that speech. So it was very possible that, you know what I mean, she could just say, hey, you know what?
I'm
everybody
ready.
Wants me to run. I guess I'll do it.
See, the way I feel about that, I personally don't think Oprah's going to win. I mean, not win, but I don't think she's going to run. But after seeing Donald Trump and doing what he's doing, you know, Donald Trump said, I don't got to show my taxes. I can keep my businesses. I can do all this stuff. So a lot of these billionaire folks, after seeing Donald Trump get away with murder, they might just throw their hats in the ring, knowing that they can, like, you know, they can just do whatever the heck they want. You know what I mean? So these billionaires, you know, you entitled and all that kind of stuff. So Donald Trump might inspire more billionaires. I'm thinking Oprah's a chance. Old dude,
I think she'd be a great diplomat.
Dallas Mavericks owner. You know what I'm talking about? Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
I think he's thinking about it because they're billionaires and they say whatever they want. And Donald Trump is showing them. You don't have to go through. You don't have to follow all these.
He's showing them
rules.
The rules might change.
Yeah, he's showing them you don't have to follow the rules.
The rule did change because
they're all assumed and not written down.
Exactly. They're all assumed and not written down. And Donald Trump is like, I'm going to exploit every single last rule that's not written down.
There better be somebody writing this mess down. Like, I'm writing new laws. Like, no, you may not hold on to your businesses. No, you may not do nepotism. Like, I hope someone is literally writing down the anti what is going on.
I
don't know, but Oprah definitely gave us something to work for.
Shout
in 2018
thank you
just kind of pushing us forward in this whole this is why we wear black and me too hashtag. All of our ugliness has been exposed in the past year, and I think it's
time to move on from that ugliness.
It's I think the next person who runs has to be hopeful, which Oprah definitely is, but I don't know. I think she'd be a great diplomat.
I tell you what, Oprah, she got the white women. White women love Oprah, but I feel like all of that changes as soon as she runs for president. Though. You know what I'm saying?
Things
I really
change.
Do. I really do.
When you run for president, stuff does change.
But, you know, ever since the 80s, when you see them audiences that she brings in, it'd be like excited, middle class, white
show.
Women.
But that was while we had a middle class.
How to use stuff that they didn't know how to use.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
we
true.
Had a successful middle class at the time she was on
we
TV.
Did. Now, if she did run, do you think men would vote for her?
That would be my question.
You think men would vote for Oprah? Because, you know, Oprah's like a woman hero.
You got to still remember, we're still going through that whole thing that she's black.
But
you got to get over that part first.
Yeah.
True.
So you're going to have all these people that's going to vote for her because she's black. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it's going to be that thread of people who's going to be like, because she's a woman, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it's going to be that other part is that she's Oprah.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be like kind of one
but
of those
Oprah's
things.
Base is like women.
So, yeah.
But I'll be
it's
honest
always
with
been
you,
women.
For all of those men who talked about Donald Trump is a self-made businessman and that's why I'm voting for him, then if Oprah wins, I don't want to hear smack come out your mouth because Oprah came from nothing.
It's a truly
nothing.
Self-made billionaire.
She built herself up and owns her own network.
I did give him that self-made businessman part.
Like, she owns her own network. So don't tell me, oh, no, I can't vote for because didn't you want somebody who was a billionaire and somebody who was self-made? She is the perfect candidate for that.
Yeah, yes, she understands she money. That's for dang on sure. She understands worth.
And her
she understands, like, you know, from pulling your bootstraps up.
Yes.
You know.
Working.
She understands adversity because she, you know, she got raped and all that stuff when she was
and
younger.
She's actually, like,
overcame
in a real
it.
Relationship.
Yes.
With Stedman.
She and Stedman have been engaged for like 20 plus years.
It could happen, but at least it's real.
But she blatantly said, like, if we got married, we probably wouldn't be together. Like, you know, he's like, I got my own books. And apparently Stedman has written 11 books.
Yeah.
So in 2018, I think they're motivational Stedman. Books. Go check out Stedman.
I tell you what, the only thing I know about Stedman is he is Oprah's boyfriend for the last 30 years. That's the only thing I know about Stedman. He Oprah's.
And she's kept it out of the limelight.
That might be it. And that might be all they need.
Yep.
It works.
That's all
for them.
I need to be.
Exactly.
You remember that Dave Chappelle show where he wanted to be Oprah's
baby daddy?
Oh, yeah.
Ended
and the baby
being
came
Dr.
out
Phil.
Like that.
I'll be Oprah's baby daddy.
Terrible.
Really? I mean, looking over here. Anyway, so what resolutions are y'all or life changing actions are you all doing this year? Like, are y'all doing resolutions?
What you got, UL?
Shoot. I mean, I think the last episode I was just speaking about resolutions just being about like now, like doing it now. So
laying
I wasn't even worrying about actually like waiting for the actual January 1st type thing. Just doing it now and making the resolution go through.
Exactly.
Oh, you know, either making a resolution or making a lifestyle, whatever
I like
it may be. But if for this, there's some things that I did start like looking at differently as the year went. We came about the year, so I know one of the big things now I want to do is at least once or twice out of the month, I actually take the clothing line or take my brand and go to different states and introduce it to different pop-ups and that. That's something that's huge that I'm doing. And then secondly, I'm trying to take my little brother's business that he got started and actually pushing that forward. And
what business is that?
It's One Photography, or One Flick Photography. That's what the name of it is. He's the CEO.
That's pretty good.
So I'm going to take that and actually push that and make that go further. I've had a couple of meetings about that already. So
I got to put you in touch with my cousin, man. You got him a little business like that. He might get some pointers, man. My cousin in Tennessee.
Hey, I'm down. Y'all know what I'm out here doing. But just really, the resolution is just trying to like take away all the excuses. That's what it is.
2018 is a no excuses year.
Yeah, 2018 is definitely no excuses.
It is. I mean, literally, I
don't want to call it cold hearted or nothing like that. But like, I've literally just, no, you're not agreeing with. Okay.
I like that. No excuses.
No excuses.
Mine has been, my hashtag was fearless.
2018.
Keep it forward.
Or excuse me. AT, what's yours?
My hashtag has definitely been fearless in 2018. You know, you realize that a lot of the things you write down and you don't accomplish because how somehow you have talked yourself out of it.
I understand that. I understand that 100%.
Like you're like, oh, this is a great idea.
Is what stops people from doing many types of things.
Yeah. You talk yourself out of it.
Talking yourself. Mm-hmm.
So this year I'm talking myself into things.
I like it.
No one knows your good ideas if you never show them.
All you people that are listening that talk yourself out of things, admit to it.
Yep.
And don't do it anymore for 2018.
I like that. That's a good one.
Hashtag fearless 2018.
Slash Kiki.
Hashtag
like
no excuses. What's your hashtag?
I guess for me, this year, I've been thinking about it. I definitely want to get it. I want to get a better couch. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely a goal for this year. But as far as me personally, I've been thinking about this one. Something I struggle with. One word. Discipline. And that can be so far overreaching. Discipline at work, you know, getting your work done. I'm saying just in general, man, it's like
finishing what you start.
Exactly. Okay. You know what I mean? Like finishing what you start. You know, if I say I'm gonna work out, get up and work the hell out. You know what I'm saying? If I'm gonna do some work at work, you know, and finish a presentation or something like that, do it. Yeah. Just discipline. Cause I find myself, I like to waste time. I'm a procrastinator.
Yeah, we have those.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, that's most people out there. You know, I say I'm gonna do something. Oh, what's the shiny object on TV? Oh no. two hours later. No
Is
discipline.
That another Family Feud coming on?
Oh, I'm good tomorrow. I'm eating like some salads. Yeah. I'm eating some I'll go through the McDonald's, you know.
Consistency on top of that, when I was talking about
consistency and discipline, I like that.
Because the mixing with the, you know, being disciplined is to start it, and then the consistency is to finish it.
The ones we saw online, you know, the close all your tabs. If that's your to-do list, close all of those tabs by the end of the
you,
day.
Knock it out. Make it was another one I had, to too.
It was, I was thinking about this one too, was communication. I want to make this list because I feel like I don't talk to my friends
when
you've been around colleges and all that stuff, you know, high school and all that. It's like, you know, you've gotten lots of friends over the years, you know, several jobs.
That's true.
And there's a lot of people I want to stay in touch with, but I always feel like because I have no discipline, I don't have the discipline to like stay in touch with people.
Forget.
You know what I mean?
But you're not a social media person either, though.
No, I'm not.
You know, a lot of us, we stay in touch with people now just utilizing social media.
Exactly. Because I'm on Facebook.
Telephone numbers.
I don't be talking to people. I literally like check to see what's happening, and then I keep it moving. Like, how many of us actually stay in touch with people on Facebook?
I mean,
I use a social media app. It may not be specifically Facebook, but it does definitely help.
Okay.
You know, Facebook is just good for like birthdays.
Oh, Facebook is great.
Everybody
for
I call. For
so
their
tell me
birthday.
What y'all. So tell me what y'all think about this plan that I want to do.
Okay.
So I got like I want to make a chart, right? I'm gonna go through my phone, and just all the people that I feel like talking to. I might have like say 400 people on my phone. There might be like 30 or 40 of them I actually want to talk to. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So take those say 30 people, right?
Okay.
And put them on a chart. I got a chart like that's like these people I want to talk to at least once a week.
Okay.
People I want to talk to, you know, maybe every 2 to 3 weeks. Okay. These folks are my, like, once a month type people I want to keep in touch with. And I have, like, a check mark when I've caught up with them, texted them, whatever. There ain't got to be no serious conversation, base. Just something touch base with these people. Check it off, and I'm good to the next month. You know what I'm saying?
That's a great idea.
So I was thinking about doing something like that, just creating, like, because, you know, I need that to organize my thoughts and whatnot, you know, and get keep me disciplined.
But
so
I think
what y'all think about that?
I mean,
that makes sense, or is that too much?
Yeah. No, I think
it sounds good.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about your discipline, and if you feel that that's the way to make you do it, then that's your discipline and your consistency.
Yeah,
definitely.
You know,
I thought it was a good idea, and it lets you visualize who you've talked to and this, that, and the other. You know, and I do have people I want to. You know, it's like networking and just staying in touch. You know,
and then don't worry about it, because I'm going to do my part and make sure that you all follow through with this.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you know, discipline is what you want to do. You're going to be disciplined. You know what I'm saying?
You got to get your squad around you, your team around you. I'm here.
We'll support.
We'll do it together.
Your accountability partners. You know, when you're down, somebody else got you.
There you go.
Yeah. All right,
nah,
we're going to
do
check,
it. Let's knock it out. Yeah, we're going
to
reach this.
I'm the worst.
And you have to make sure that there's no end in sight. Like, you know, if there's a day that you want to work out, it's all about that consistency, like you said, because so many of us get through that first week, or we get to like that first day where the bed feels warm and the alarm clock is going off, and we hit it and say, well, you know what, I could do my workout later if I sleep in now. And I just, like, you know, you might have to get up and brave that bit of cold to keep you, think of your angle. You know, what's your angle?
Yeah.
I do that mess all the time.
And the only way you get there is that consistency. So if that list is it,
I just got to do it. I need discipline to make the list. That's the problem. I'm telling you, man. I got issues. Y'all got issues. All right. Anyway, so.
Well, keep us posted. Let us know some of your resolutions, whether or not you're trying to learn to twerk or trying to finish articles that you read.
Cardi B.
But in all things, remember, there's the importance of goal setting. Like, you've done a lot this year, or last year rather, to like lay the foundation and grow your business. I've done the same. I know P has been busy knocking out stuff on his to-do list. Like, what do you find is the thing, I guess, that keeps you consistent and helps you to accomplish those goals?
Shoot, now it's just what your energy is on. I mean, what makes you do whatever it is? You have to find that why.
Your why.
Yeah, that's what that is. I think I might have said that before. Yeah, you got to find that why. Like, because, you know, you're going to have those moments, because we're all human, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have that moment when you're going to be like, I don't want to do nothing. You know what I'm saying?
All the time.
I don't feel like, you know how many times I can smack, you know exactly where the snooze button is, and you're on the other end of the bed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so you got to find that why. So why you get up, and then when when you get up and your energy towards that, you just keep going. You break it down into things to do, and then knock it out, and then say you're gonna follow all the way through with it. Because actually, what I've heard is they said for most times for resolutions, It's normally like, I think they said like 3 months on the average. I forgot what the number of percentage is, but it's like 3 months, I think, that most people, they set their resolution. And then now 3 months after that, they're just like, I'm going
to
go back to what
back
I was doing
normal.
Last year.
Mm-hmm. No, that sounds about right.
Keep pushing.
And, you know, because me going to the gym, like I said, I was more into the, like, doing it now. So I was just getting this thing done. So I'm going to the gym, and I'm going in there, and I love going there too. And then when you realize now it's so many more people there than it was before.
Oh, because it's the new year rush.
So this is all,
we all getting bodies in the summer.
I'm definitely not hating. I want to see them in the gym. No. That's cool. Yes. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely cool. I pick my own different time to go. But, yeah, definitely. So, your why. Your why is the reason.
The thing that keeps you going. Okay.
Yeah.
P-Hat, what about you? What's the thing that keeps you, that pushes you or helps you accomplish your goals, I guess?
Well, at work, getting fired.
Or hopefully not getting
fired.
It's
motivation to do your goals and whatnot.
So we get that
right, trying not to get
definitely
fired.
Just in case think that part. Yeah.
Right. That'll keep you. That might be just your why.
Don't get fired.
It hates me to get my goals done.
Keep your job.
I'm so shallow. Money.
But that doesn't make you do your goals. Like, what makes you finish your
to-do
list?
Definitely motivate me to get my goals.
But like, even your everyday to-do list.
Honestly, I'll be honest with you. The reason my goals are what they are this year is because I don't usually get done with my to-do list.
Okay. P.S. got some work to do.
That is why I have chosen my resolution is to be what they are. Because my issue is I don't get done with my goals.
You can find them right here on the couch, P.S.
P-Hat.
It's a problem, you know? That's something I want to address this year.
But acknowledgement is the first step.
Exactly. And that's why I can't really answer that question because
okay.
I don't finish my goals because I'm a freaking... I'm P-Hat. I'm fat with a purpose. You know what I'm saying? But nah, you know, that's a different kind of fat. I'm not that fat.
Something great, you
are. I promise I'm not that fat.
But, he does great things.
But that's the problem. See, that's why it's hard for me to answer that question. Okay. Because...
at where you are now.
Don't... my goals are such that I... because I don't finish my goals like I should. You know,
maybe
it's a problem, you know?
We should check back in.
Yeah, we should check back in later on. You know what I'm saying? I hope that I stay on my game. You know, keep me honest and whatnot.
Encourage him, guys.
Oh, no, you know? Of course, man. Everybody, please send us something. Send us whatever it is that you need so we can encourage you all as well.
Yeah.
That's a
Let's
tough
keep
question
it up,
for me.
Man. We're doing something.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What about you?
I guess the thing that keeps me pushing and helps me to get my goals completed or my tasks completed, I kind of figured out that I like really long to-do lists. Like mine just add on and add on. They can be like an entire page front and back. No one's ever going to get that done in like a week. No. So like I've kind of taken it in the chunks and kind of done like, what's my three important things that I have to do today?
Mm-hmm.
And I, like P-Hat, started a new trend this year. Just got a legal notebook and just started writing out different things that I, goals that I wanted for the month, goals that I want for the year, and just kind of keep taking smaller chunks. So, like, right now I'm on my January page, you know, my January page for this week.
Oh, okay.
So, just kind of doing bite size, making it realistic, because I know me, I'm a procrastinator. If given the choice to watch five Family Feuds in a row, I'm doing it.
Right. They be getting you on that Family Feud, Joe, don't they?
Oh, they roll right into the next episode. I don't even know it happened.
You're like, wait a minute, there's a new episode. Oh, crap, they got
new episode. It's crazy.
Love that show.
Oh, so yeah, let us know what things work for you, what things aren't working for you in 2018. Let us know.
What you need help with.
Yes.
We might be able to help you with that, so I'm looking for comments.
Yes, because for all of those who are looking for wellness and weight loss things, you know, QB Spa has a lot to offer. Check out QB Spa at on Instagram and see if it's something that could fit for you. I know UL's got some things coming up in the new year, so definitely follow him.
Yeah.
P-Hat will be here with us, so you'll get to hear him every week.
P-Hat.
So I thought this week would be fun to play a game.
Oh, yeah, game.
To test you and P-Hat on your random knowledge.
Idiocracy.
Yeah.
Hey, that's where we're heading. So let's see if we're already
ready.
There.
Are
let's
you ready for your there. First question of random knowledge?
I am pretty smart, y'all.
While I'm sipping on the wine, yes.
I think I drank
wine.
Too much already.
Cabot Merlot. Cabot Merlot.
In my head, like, whoop.
Yeah, y'all look like
swimming
chill
over here.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. I hope everybody's like having happy hour with us right
happy
now.
Happy hour.
Like for those that couldn't make it outside the house because you like babysitting or whatever the case may be, like this is the time when you're just like turn it on, do whatever you're doing, turn it up very loud, and then pour yourself a glass of wine.
We recommend Cabot Merlot. are you ready for your first question?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Cherophobia is A, the fear of fun, B, the fear of spiders, or C, the fear of falling on ice.
Cherophobia?
Cherophobia.
Spell it.
Cherophobia.
All right.
The fear of fun, the fear of spiders, or the fear of falling on ice.
Cherophobia. The fear of fun. I'm going to go either A or C.
I'm going to go with the B.
B, so fear of spiders.
Yes.
And I'll go with C.
Cherophobia is the fear of fun.
I was right.
You were
so
close.
I was right.
You were right. You changed an answer.
Whatever, dude.
Exactly
I was saying
right.
C just to be funny.
What are you talking about?
I meant A the whole time.
The whole time,
just
right.
Just so you know.
Right.
A. I was gonna say A.
A. T. Next question. Please. All
right, I got a half on that.
Yes,
a
T. Did you say you had half on it?
He did. Okay. So, cherophobia is the fear of fun. During your lifetime, our second question. During your lifetime, you will produce enough saliva to fill A, 3 football fields, B, 2 swimming pools, C, 1 pickup truck bed.
I'm gonna go with a 3. It's a lot of saliva. I don't know.
You see a 3 football fields? You going 3 football fields?
Yeah, man. I've seen a lot of saliva come out of some.
Since you going 3 football fields.
Mouth, man.
Since you going 3
that's
football
an accumulation
fields, I'll go.
Of saliva that I've seen built up.
Yes.
And coming out of mouth, man.
Just to be different, mm-hmm. I'll say B.
Okay.
It's not A, though. I think it's B or C.
You said B?
I said B.
So 2 swimming pools?
Yeah, and he
that
said.
That is correct.
Bam!
So during your lifetime, you Zero. Will produce enough saliva to fill 2 swimming pools.
Yo, that's nasty.
Isn't
that
it?
That is nasty, a lot of right?
So that's I never
I,
knew.
That's why I was thinking about A, because at least A I can say, I'm like, well, that's all straight open your mouth type, you know?
Like 3 football fields? A lot.
Yeah, isn't it? You know, I don't even want to jump in the football field.
Right? Yuckers.
Okay, got it.
Oh, this one is a good one. Bananas are curved, A, because they shrivel when it's cold, B, by farmers so they won't appear phallic, or C, because they grow towards the sun.
How about because God says so? Is that D?
I mean, it's always D, I suppose, but...
It always, yeah. I'm going to go with A.
Bananas are curved because they shrivel when
yeah,
it's cold.
Something like that.
I'm
like going to
go
bend.
With, I'm
gonna
go with C because it's curved towards the sun.
You are correct. C is the correct answer.
Yeah, I know I'm a genius. Man. Right? I wasn't going to tell y'all this, but I did get into Yale.
He reads books.
I turned them up. Down. I was like, Yale, y'all
shout
ain't good enough for me.
Shout out the educated P-Hat.
You know what I'm saying?
Are you ready for question number 4? I think P-Hat's in
sure.
the lead. You got this, you out. You got this.
I got like 2.5.
Got it.
I am not counting that
to
first
UL's
one.
To UL's 1.
Oh, man.
No, you do
Did
you
I
have
get one?
Do you have one? To UL, 0.
Oh, okay.
It is,
I mean, shout out
it is
to
two,
one, though. We ain't
it's
had a, we ain't
2 and a half
now.
To 0.
I am not counting a half.
I'm counting a half.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so number 4. What day are you most likely to have a heart attack? Monday, Thursday, or Wednesday?
That day when your wife just keep talking.
Monday, when you like now? Tired of, when you know like Sunday is like, all right, so this is the last day of the week. Now I got to go back. And then when you get there on Monday, you're like, ah, I don't want to do this. I don't definitely want to do this.
So say that again. Why you think it's A?
Hold on. A, no, I was just saying.
Why do you think it's Monday is the most likely day to have a heart attack?
Oh, no, definitely because of the fact that, you know, on Sunday, you know, that's like the day before you go back to work.
Mm.
And there's so many people that like probably don't want to go back to work.
Okay.
So they're thinking about it the whole Sunday. And then finally they get there. And then when they get there, they're already thinking negative. And then somebody says something to them. You know,
so what's the other choices?
So Monday, Thursday, or Wednesday?
Monday.
What day are you most likely to have a heart attack?
Can we choose the same one?
Yeah.
I was going to say Monday, too.
You both are correct.
Bam.
So we got 3-1.
And I gave it, what's the real reason? Because I'm going
to
make reasons up all day long.
It probably is
because
it's stressful. I mean.
Oh, yeah, man. You like, man, Sunday. Like, you might have just had your little, you might even just went to church and feel real comfortable. You just, the whole day. And then as the time just start going, the closer it gets to where you have to wake back up, you're just like, oh, my God.
That work
God.
Week?
Oh, you start calling people name out while you not even at work. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, oh,
gotta
go see her
tongues.
Face.
Oh, shut up,
go to, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so when by Monday time come, when you go in there, you're not even saying good morning to nobody.
Nope.
Especially like if it's cold outside.
Oh, no. I'm already bundled. You can only see my eyeballs.
Yeah, I'm just going to my little cubicle, my chair, my office, wherever you at. I'm going in. Let me sit down first and I get back up and then we'll talk about it. But right now,
I need a minute
I am
with a heater.
Happy.
Yo.
Okay.
Are you ready for
that? So that means I got
5.
One right.
You did. You're 3-5.
3.5-1.
3-1.
3.5. What is this half coming
I'm not
from?
Including the half enough.
I got that first one by like.
Whatever.
Okay, 3 1/3. Because right. I got like a third of the answer right. So 3 1/3.
You got
to
pee.
1.
You got to pee.
It's called a tiebreaker,
gotta,
my friend. Tiebreaker, my friend.
You got to pee.
All right,
I'm
going
to take it back
what
to an
AT?
Old school famous person. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Princess Peach from Mario Brothers. Was loosely based on
that was her name, Princess Peach?
Yeah.
I didn't even know she had a name.
Princess Peach.
I thought y'all was the princess.
I didn't know she had a name.
I
don't
know
even remember that. Like,
Princess Peach was her name.
And you know we playing a whole bunch of Mario Brothers.
This
we
the
sure
real
did.
It was just the princess.
Princess Peach.
It's the real movie.
That's why
we
she threw
about?
Peaches in Super Mario 2.
I ain't never seen that throw a peach.
I don't even remember her.
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't a
I'm not having a sexist moment. I just don't remember her.
Okay,
no,
well,
I
look,
remember Princess.
The one you always had to go save.
We've been going straight retro with
I don't
the,
know if I even made it to the end of that.
That's all right.
Yo, that's why I said we're going to do better for 2018.
Mm-hmm. Do better. Go back to 1988.
We were playing a mess out of retro Nintendo. And I don't remember Princess having any other name but Princess.
Okay, so Princess
Peach
was loosely based on what cartoon character?
She had like a peach-shaped body or she was just peach?
Nah, she had a peach-shaped dress. It was like pink, though.
Oh, okay.
It looked like a dress.
She was loose?
I don't remember.
You said she was loose?
You guys are missing the whole question. Are you ready for the question?
Princess Peach was loose?
You
I
guys
knew
are
Mario
the
Luigi
worst.
Was. They were double tagged. Hey.
You guys are the
back
worst.
Back again.
Shout out to the Merlot.
Merlot. You ready? Princess Peach was loosely based on what cartoon character? Minnie Mouse, Olive Oil, or Betty Boop?
Olive Oil.
You say Olive Oil?
Yep.
Princess Peach would not be Olive Oil.
Why not?
Betty Boop, wait.
Minnie
Betty
Mouse?
Betty Boop or Minnie Mouse?
Olive Oil or Betty Boop?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Minnie Mouse.
I'm going to go Minnie Mouse.
Minnie Mouse.
I'm going to go
Are
Minnie Mouse.
Are you changing your answer, Mr. Ural?
I am changing
Mr.
my Ural answer.
Mr. Ural cannot change his answer.
Why?
He was probably
I
right the first
Minnie
time.
I said Minnie Mouse before he said
Ural.
Minnie Mouse.
So, Mr. Ural, are you going Minnie Mouse as final answer, Olive Oil as final answer, or Betty Boop as final answer?
Minnie Mouse is my final answer. The answer before this man P. Hat did it.
Since you're going to take Minnie Mouse.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going to take... I stick to my Minnie Mouse, but I'm going to take Olive Oil.
How you still get your Minnie Mouse?
I'm going to take Olive Oil. I got a reason for taking Olive Oil, too.
What's your
reason? I got a reason for taking Olive Oil. Because if you remember Popeye, which I used to do back in the day, Olive Oil used to get took
all the time.
Like
Bluto.
Bluto. Yeah, was it Bluto? Bluto was still Olive Oil, and here comes Popeye, got to rescue her and stuff. And so when you look at the Mario Brothers games, the princess...
Constantly.
Always gets took, and they always got to go find her. So since you're going with Minnie Mouse, I'm gonna go with Olive Oil.
Olive Oil is correct.
Booyah!
Because apparently Mario Brothers or Mario was after Popeye. Now there's trash talking, but Mr. Yo, you were there.
Yeah.
You had that one.
You switched it, dog. You gotta
That's
stick
fine.
To your guns. What
and
was
you
that
know
goal?
What
was that resolution?
Just talking trash
guns?
In 2018.
I'm sticking to the guns in my answer today. And guess what? I can admit when I'm wrong. That's what I do.
Yeah,
I can admit. So I was wrong, and then we move on to the next.
Stick
thing.
To your guns,
dog. Yeah, the guns did.
My goodness.
Olive oil. I stick to them.
I was thinking looks, though. You know, olive oil is skinny and stuff. And so I was like, nah, she can't be
right.
Olive oil. It's got to be Minnie Mouse, right? Oh. But then when you think about the actual olive oil character, she always get took.
That's what I was originally thinking when I said it, right? I was just saying,
you
like,
were perfect
I didn't
that
think
way.
She was that popular as Minnie Mouse. So I was like, maybe it had something to do with the popularity of Minnie Mouse. That's what really made me change the answer.
That's what I was thinking at first.
That's what made me change the answer, really and truly. Yeah. But I was definitely down with olive oil. So
all right.
It's all cool. But I didn't have olive oil. I had Minnie Mouse. So I'm not even worrying about it.
So we have 4-3-1?
I am not counting the third. We are at 4-1.
4-3-1. All right.
Are you ready for a question number 6?
Yes.
How much is Princess Peach worth? $2,800,000, $1.3 billion.
That's a lot. I don't know nothing.
She
about
a princess?
It.
Let's go with the billion number for me. I'm gonna go with the billion.
Is she
number.
A real woman?
$1.3 billion.
She a Mario Brothers.
She's a
princess.
So she's a game.
She got castles and stuff. I'm gonna go with the billion number.
$1.3 billion.
Yeah. What about
so,
you?
Mr. Ural, is it $2,800,000 or $1.3 billion?
I'm mad that I'm like actually like you know trying to figure out how much money she's actually
a cartoon.
Worth.
I never knew she had was worth any money. It don't make no sense.
More money
I never heard of her
me.
Making no money.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Small number is still more money than me.
It's more money than a lot of us.
You know what? I'm gonna go with the billion just because it's a cartoon.
Well, you both are correct.
See, bam, that's
apparently
a problem.
Princess Peach is worth $1.3 billion from a divorce and an inheritance.
What?
And she ended up on Forbes' list of the wealthiest fictional billionaires.
That's so stupid.
I was like,
princess,
who took time for that?
When did the princess ever get divorced? Come on, man. That's
who did she marry?
I don't know. She ain't married nobody. It's fake.
Right?
Fake news. All right, what's the next question?
What is the largest country in the world? Russia, China,
or are we talking
America?
About population or
like,
land size? This
land
is easy.
Size.
Oh, come on now. I let you all go. You should know this. I'm not going to give you the answer, you will, but I know this one.
I do not know the answer.
Wait, what's the countries?
So, which is the largest country in the world, like square miles? Russia, China.
This one easy, UL.
Or America.
Russia, China, America. You got this, UL. Come on. Look at think of a map. Russia. Like half of every map you ever see is one country.
Russia.
Like half of every map is like one country.
Oh, maybe China.
Like China,
China, Russia. Or America.
It's not America, but it's either Russia or China. But I'm going to go with China.
All right. You're going to go with China? I already know the answer to this one. And I know that Mr. UL is wrong.
Oh, okay.
So what is your answer, P-Hat?
It's Russia, dog. Russia is the number one.
I said Russia first.
You ain't changing nothing.
I felt like I was being influenced to say something. I said Russia was the first thing that came out the mouth. And then, you know, saying it was talking about,
we
like,
give
seeing
him a third.
Half of it, every half of it, or whatever. Like,
my five and a third to his one and a third.
We don't say Russia that often. We might say China. So they're not chose China, but it's always Russia. But
land-wise, Russia's number one.
Right.
Canada's number two. Number three, I want to say, is America number three? I'm not sure. Now, population-wise, China.
Thank flip
is number
Bill.
One. That's where you were getting. I think P-Hat was thinking, or not P-Hat, but UL was thinking. UL was thinking population. China is number one most populous country in the world. You know, so close. But no, it's not gonna lie.
Russia apparently is larger than the former planet Pluto.
Watch me get back at P-Hat. Hater.
You got this, though. You got this.
Hold on, what was the question?
When was the first 3D film created? 1985, 1922, or 1964?
I go with 64. You said 22?
1985, 1922, or 1964?
I'm going 64, too.
1964.
You both got that wrong. It was 1922 in a silent film named The Power of Love. Apparently, the footage, unfortunately, has been lost.
I never heard that.
Isn't that crazy? In 1922?
And he was talking about love.
The power of love. You know, like Luther.
Oh, Lord.
All right, we have two more questions and a bonus.
Yeah.
Number nine, what does hang 10 mean when you're surfing?
Hang 10? Oh, that
does it mean A, to slap five with a friend while on the board? Two, or B, to have all 10 toes over the edge of the board while riding a wave? Or C, to grab the board with all 10 fingers while going through a wave? So either slap five with a friend.
I'm going to go with C.
To grab the board with all 10 fingers while going through a wave?
C is cool.
Last final answer?
Final answer.
I'm going to go with C.
You both sadly got that wrong.
Is it toes?
It is to have all 10 toes over the edge of the board when riding a wave.
I've never heard that before. What?
I didn't even hear the question or the answer, but I was going with P-Hat because I depended on P-Hat. Hoping that he was going to tell me the right answer.
No, P-Hat, not that time.
Lean back and go back in the couch.
I am a stable genius, but
I'm not
right all the time.
No.
Whatever.
He is not. So, are you ready for the last question before the bonus round?
And I am going to get it right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mr. UL.
I think you will. Yeah. When in a pool, your eyes turn red and painful because of A.
Chlorine.
Chlorine alone.
P.
B. Uric acid, a.k.a. urine.
P.
Or a friend hitting you in the eye with water.
That's how you know when your real partners just know what's up. We just said the answer.
Yo, chlorine.
So is chlorine your final answer?
And P was my second answer, but chlorine.
Why you got keep having no second answer?
He has
man.
No second answer.
No. I was saying P was like...
No.
I said P before. She said P. But my answer is chlorine.
Okay. A for chlorine.
You both are incorrect, but not fully. I'll give you a half a point on this if you'd like, because 90% of the cases were due to the reaction of uric acid reacting with a chemical, cyanogen chloride.
Which is chlorine.
Yes.
So it's P and chlorine.
No, you didn't listen to the answer because you were too busy.
You said 90% is their chemical reaction of cyanogen chloride.
The answer was chlorine alone, uric acid, or a friend hitting you in the eye with water.
So it's chlorine, uric acid. It's chlorine and uric acid. A and B. All right, we both won that one, man. You know what I'm saying. A and B.
Let's see if you can redeem yourselves on this bonus question. Shucks. Are you ready?
Darn it.
You right over there?
Of pandas.
Pandas.
A
panda,
group
panda, panda.
Of pandas are called.
Bras in Atlanta.
A paddle. An embarrassment.
Pack of smoke.
Or
panda.
A delight.
Hold on, what's the question? P had it quiet.
I got bras in Atlanta.
Are you ready?
Panda, panda, panda.
Because I'm
panda.
Ready. Ready for your bonus?
I got bras in Atlanta.
Oh, that song made me angry.
I'm
so tired of weak rappers. 2018.
That's what it sounded like, man. He said, I got bras in Atlanta. Pack of smoke. Panda. Panda, 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 panda. And that made no damn sense.
Do you know what this is?
All right, what's the answer?
Or
what's the question?
A group of pandas are called a paddle, an embarrassment, or a delight.
I'm going to go with B.
A delight.
P-Head is correct with an embarrassment.
Bitch! I know things.
Oh, my.
Why would it be so negative?
I know people.
I feel like that was negative.
What was negative? What, P.S.
How many
response?
Of you all thought it was supposed to be a delight? How many people? I know you all were listening. It's okay.
I know people.
You can talk to me about it later. It's fine. I thought it was
embarrassment, though.
And you know what? If it's more of us answering and saying it's a delight, then we're still right.
I know
we
things.
We outnumber the whatever answer that they gave.
We should have a game called Stump the P Hat.
We may. Maybe we'll do that. Unfortunately, Mr. UL, you had two. He had seven.
And a third.
We do not have a third. We do not count
seven
that third.
Seven a third versus two and a third.
Oh, my goodness. So send us some trivia questions if you'd like to hear us play a game or something you want to see quiz P Hat.
Definitely.
So, yeah, what do you want to leave everybody with?
Today?
Yeah. What, I don't know. It's the beginning of 2018. We're telling you to hit your goals and do keep pushing and no fear. And what do you want to leave the good people with?
I don't know.
There?
I feel like you just said it.
Keep pushing. No fear. 2018.
I mean, but definitely, you know, how about we just like go further than, you know, the average percentage that they have for the people who stop their resolution. So it's like all real
go
good in the
it.
Beginning. Like I seen like people buy like different like gym outfits that they'll never buy before or never buy again.
Or they wear it on the way to the gym but then
you know
go to
mean?
The store.
And that's cool. I'm not knocking anybody. Look good going to the gym.
Please
do whatever makes you work out, but like do it.
Finish what you start.
Finish basically. It. I don't want to hear the excuses.
No excuses.
I definitely
want to
go to excuses. So finish. Everybody stay consistent with what it is. Finish it. See how far you can really go in a year and see what happens when you just keep on pushing. So I would just tell everybody just keep pushing. Stay consistent. I want to see everybody with their resolutions. Knock it out. And let's talk about some new things. And let's talk about the
let's
growth and seeing what we're going to be able to accomplish moving forward.
Let's do it. P had anything to add before we
I'm with you on that finish, Giggity. And discipline. Live your life. You know, like you say, that finishing and discipline go hand in hand. So
I say be fearless this year. Go out and accomplish everything that your dreams hold. Live your dream life. And we'll see you guys on the other side. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time at Happy Hour.
Thank you all.
Happy New Year, y'all.
It has been real.